بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about arrogance and pride and the difference between the two. Islamically, are we allowed to be prideful? Are we allowed to have pride? Or at the same time, can we ask ourselves, are we allowed to be arrogant? Question is, what is the difference between the two? So let's take an example of Iblis, right? Iblis, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, he commanded the angels, and from amongst them was Iblis, to bow down, make sujood in front of Adam alayhi salam. And Iblis himself, he didn't want to make sujood, and he thought that because he was made out of fire, and because Adam alayhi salam was made out of clay and soil from this earth, that he was a better component, or made up of a better component. So he felt that he was better than Adam alayhi salam as a human being in his creation. Therefore, he didn't need to bow down and follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is showing us an example of arrogance. And that is how Iblis was arrogant towards the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing that he knew what was better. On the flip side, when we look at pride, now, are we allowed to be proud to be Muslim, for example? Yes, there's nothing wrong with that, and yes, we should be proud to be Muslim. We should not have any issues with, for example, putting our foot in the sink, making wudu in a public bathroom. That is something that is that is completely fine, and there's nothing wrong with that. So we should be happy, and we should be proud of who we are, and the individuals that we are, and the life that we live, and the commands that we follow from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So being proud is permissible. Being arrogant isn't. Now, how is it that we can show arrogance without even sometimes knowing it within our deen, or when it comes to ibadah and worship? A very simple example, brothers and sisters, and this is something where I want each and every one of us to pay attention to. You know, sometimes we forget to pray our salah, or we feel as though, you know what, I'll just pray later. Or for example, some people go the distance to say, I don't even need to pray. Right? I don't need to pray because there's no reason for it, and you know, there's not really a purpose towards the prayer. I'm not seeing any change in my life, for example, so I don't need to pray. That is challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are arrogant over the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has prescribed, in fact, made compulsory upon each and every one of us, which is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day. And the same thing applies to all of the other aspects of our deen. When you think you know what's better for you above what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded for us or placed upon us, then you are being arrogant towards the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, you're challenging, just like Iblis challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are challenging the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing that you think you know best. So brothers and sisters, that's a simple reminder for each and every one of us to know the difference between pride as well as arrogance, and how we as Muslimin can stay away from arrogance, stay away from what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try and do what gets us closer to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus gaining the reward of Jannah and seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.